Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. The quorum-busting Texas Democrats are back in Austin, and the redistricting map that they were blocking is expected to pass the House maybe sometime today. This map could give Republicans five additional seats in Congress, which could be enough for to hang on to the majority and the speakership and to avoid Democratic congressional oversight of President Donald Trump. But over in California, there's another redistricting drama playing out. This time it's the Democrats playing tit for tat with their gerrymandering redistricting. We're joined by Laura Fitzgerald. She is a reporter on NPR Sacramento's CAP radio station. And Laura, welcome to The Source.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
So what is happening in California? Things are very different in the way that you can do redistricting there. Here, it's like they could just do it almost on a whim, like, oh, it's a redistrict. Okay, the governor says so, so we're going to do it. But in California, there are, you're not supposed to be able to do that, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, here in California, we have what is the called the California Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission. That was established by voters in 2008. Basically, it's a commission that works independently of politicians where citizens draw lines for political districts, congressional districts, state districts. And the whole idea here is that politicians and the incumbent party in power in Sacramento, which is our state capital, can't have any influence on how these lines are drawn. I know that is a little bit different than Texas.
It's a foreign concept.
Yes. So, yes, no, and it was narrowly approved by voters. About 50.8% of voters approved it in 2008. And that is what our proposal here, Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal here, has to bypass this independent redistricting commission that, per our state constitution, is required to be the one drawing the lines. So that's why we're going to voters here, unlike in Texas.
So when Gavin Newsom, the governor, Democrat, he's saying we need to do this, even though you have your state's independent citizen redistricting committee, he's basically saying, forget about everything we just did. We need to basically fight the Republicans that happened in Texas. They think that this could counter what's happening in Texas. Is that part of the argument?
Absolutely, David. So Gavin Newsom has been using this phrase a lot, fighting fire with fire. He's been saying that because the Texas GOP went ahead and redrew its lines to try to make five more GOP seats in that state, California has to do the same. And his proposal that the legislature will be voting on tomorrow to send before voters, it would make likely five more Democratic seats here in California to kind of cancel out that effort. Now, I will note, though, he does want to suspend the state's independent redistricting rules through the 2030 census. So this would account for the 2026 midterms, the 2028 presidential election, and 2030. And then after the 2030 census, California would revert back to the Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission. So he's basically saying this is a temporary relief for Democrats to be able to fight what Republicans are doing in Texas and maybe other Republican states.
Laura, I'm going to play a clip for you. This is from yesterday's California Redistricting Committee. It got a little heated there, and let's give a listen.
I just want to recognize and associate myself with the comments of Assemblymember Bennett in terms of the theater that we are witnessing here. It is absolute theater. We all know how we feel about what's happening in Texas. You feel one way. We feel another. We are responding to what Texas is doing. That is all. That is all that is happening here. We have a different idea on how to respond to autocrats who want to basically control this country in an unfair way by redistricting in a way that completely avoids voter input. And that's what Texas is doing. And that's why California is responding. So don't sit here and play games when on April 9th, 2025, when AB 1441 was before you by Soria, which directed the county of Merced to establish an independent citizens redistricting commission to ensure fairly drawn districts that take into account demographics and communities of interest, when the Republicans on this committee voted no. So don't sit here and play games. We know what's at stake. Don't interrupt me.
Madam Chair.
Do not interrupt me.
No, she is speaking. We are letting her speak.
I am speaking now. I have not spoken yet. Do not interrupt me.
Point of order.
Do not interrupt me.
Point of order.
This is the Democrats' response to what is
Madam
happening
Chair,
in
you stated to me
Texas,
that I had to
what might happen
on the
in Ohio,
of the bill.
What might happen in Missouri. It's a blatant
point
attempt
order.
To control the elections,
point
and this
of
is
order.
California's response.
Point of
we
order.
Have come up with a way to respond, and this is
point
the bill
order.
That we are presenting today. You play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Point of order.
And what? That's what you are doing.
What is your point of order?
I was constantly reminded to remain to the pertinence of the bill. What does that bill in Merced have anything to do with this one? And then I was constantly reminded whenever I brought up Texas to remain to the pertinence of the bill. So I would ask the same, please. Thank you.
Your point of order was not well taken. Assemblymember Stephanie, do you have any other comments?
I support this bill, and I urge anyone that cares about democracy to support it as well.
Laura Fitzgerald, reporter, Sacramento Cap Radio in California. Was that normal?
Tensions have definitely been boiling over at the state capitol. That is not the usual decorum of, it sounds like that was in the Assembly Elections Committee hearing yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's not usually how things are playing out, but tensions between Democrats and Republicans are at an all-time high right now in Sacramento.
Some people are saying that Democrats are being hypocrites, because they have argued so hard about we need fair maps and that now they're tossing that to the side to redistrict California, even though, you know, that happens in Texas and North Carolina and other places where they definitely gerrymander to help the Republican Party. Other states also gerrymander to help, you know, the Democratic Party. I mean, is that point of view like we have to fight fire with fire, according to the quote from Gavin Newsom? Is that really taken on that most people feel that way? And this is about not just about California, it's not just about these maps, it's about trying to preserve democracy?
That is what Democrats are arguing, yes, that this is not a situation that they want to be in. This is not a fight that they picked is another thing that you hear them say time and time again, but that what Republicans have done in other states like Texas so far, I know other states are talking about taking similar measures. They're saying that those actions have essentially left them no choice. Republicans, though, to your point about, you know, potential hypocrisy, they are pointing out that Democrats have pushed for an independent citizens redistricting commission, and that now sidelining it for it is simply just for short term political gain because of disapproval of President Donald Trump and his policies here in California. So that's 100% a criticism that Democrats are having to face as they push this proposal. And their argument to that is essentially that this is a temporary fix and that these are unprecedented times. These are unprecedented actions by Republican president and other states. And so they say that the independent citizens redistricting commission is a gold standard. It should be adopted in other parts of the country. But for now, it's basically like them trying to fight with one arm tied behind their back. And they don't want to be in that position. That's their way of framing this issue.
Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who championed the creation of the independent commission, condemns the plan. And he's labeling this as gerrymandering. He calls it evil. There have been editorials in major newspapers in California saying that this tit-for-tat approach compromises election integrity, equating this actually to a power grab that will entrench one-party control of California. So there does seem to be criticism about this plan.
Absolutely. No, there's a lot of criticism, both from good government groups, from former citizens that sat on the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission. Republicans are Republicans, like I said, are pushing back. We even have a Congressman, Kevin Kiley, out here whose district is east of Sacramento. He introduced legislation in Congress saying that the nation should ban redistricting nationwide. And that is something that I understand Democratic congressional members in Texas have done in response to that plan as well. So it really is partisan politics here. And you're right. You know, former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of the lead voices who is against this.
So it's not necessarily a slam dunk that this is actually going to happen.
You know what? It's so, well, I can say it depends on how we're defining it actually happening. Tomorrow, lawmakers are scheduled to vote on this on the Assembly and Senate floors. That will send this measure directly to voters. That is likely to happen. Remember, Democrats have a supermajority out here in California. So this is a Democratic-led effort, and they will have the votes to actually put this on the ballot. Now, on November 4th, which is when the special election would take place, it is a little too early to tell. There's some very early polling out there that shows that a majority of Californians really favor having an independent citizens redistricting commission. Mm-hmm. Some of that polling changes, though, when you add in the fact that it's temporary, that the state would revert back to the independent redistricting rules after the 2030 census. With that in mind, there shows to be a very slight majority of Democrats in Californians that will support this. But it's so early to tell. And you can bet there's going to be a very lengthy campaign this fall leading up to November
4th. I got to take a 1 minute break. This is a 1 minute break. We'll be right back. Our phone lines are open. You've got a question, a comment. You want to send a shout out to California and what they're doing. 833-877-8255. This is The Source. We'll be right back.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
August is Make-A-Will Month, and if TPR has made a difference in your life, consider making it part of your legacy. Visit tpr.org/legacy to learn how easy it can be to include Texas Public Radio in your estate plans.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. With me is Laura Fitzgerald. She is a reporter on NPR's Sacramento radio station covering politics. We're talking about redistricting in California, how it's being done, motivated because of what's going on in Texas. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. So, Laura, we had the quorum-busting Democrats, the state representatives from Texas, and they fled the state in order to try to block the map from being passed. They ended up in California. Do you think if they had not busted that quorum and were able to highlight what's happening here in the state, that this would be happening in California?
That's a very good question, and it's one that I'm not sure I have the answer to. I think that this was already on the minds.
Let me tell you why I'm asking this
question.
Okay,
yes.
So some people see the lawmakers came back to Texas and now they're going to pass the map. And they're going to say, oh, they failed. They lost. But you could also say that through the quorum busting, they got a lot of national attention, a lot of national airtime. And they were able to highlight what's happening in Texas on the national stage and excite a furor in other states like California and Illinois and other places to push back. So, yeah, they came back and they're passing the map, but maybe they're also winning somewhat in the public relations war.
Yes, and you'll also, you'll also remember that those Democrats who fled Texas to break quorum, they set conditions for them to return to the state. And one of those conditions was that California introduce its own measure to basically counteract the proposal that was happening in their home state of Texas. Once it became clear that California was going through with that measure, those Democrats returned to the state. So I think they're returning knowing that the stakes are different now. They know that California is doing something that will, quote unquote, cancel out the effort that their Republican colleagues in Texas are doing. And you'll remember this is something they also talked about. Governor Gavin Newsom here in California hosted a lot of these Democratic state lawmakers from Texas out here while they were breaking quorum. So it seems to be very coordinated with what California is doing. And it also seems to me that the fact that California has authored and introduced its own measure to counteract what's going on in Texas gave those Texas Democrats some reassurance to go back and, you know, go back and continue doing the business, even though the proposal there that they really oppose is ultimately going to pass.
Let's go to a caller. Our number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And Jim, hi, Jim, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, so I just want to... One, I retired from the military 24 years and then worked civil service for almost another 15 years. So I've got almost 40 years of federal service. So I'm speaking from that background. I'd shout out to California, what California is doing. I live in the state of Texas, so I've seen what Texas politics is like for at least 20 years. But I also think that it's really sad that we are at the point where we have to have both sides fighting so hard and doing gerrymandering so that we can protect our democracy.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. I think that is a very valid point that there is some sadness that this is having to happen. Do people feel that? I mean, they feel anger. I heard the anger in that clip we had, Laura, but is there also sadness?
Well, Jim, the caller, Jim, he brings up a really good point, and I think it is something that a lot of Republicans out here in California have been saying, is that two wrongs don't make a right. That's something that they've been saying time and time again, and even Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley out here, who I mentioned earlier in the program, who has a bill to ban mid-decade redistricting nationwide, has also said that this action from Texas and California could set off a domino effect of sort of this redistricting arms race around the nation. You know, these are the two states that actually have proposals right now, but as we know, other states could join in. And what is the kind of precedent that that could set nationwide when it comes to redistricting?
So my question to the Republican who says two wrongs don't make a right, are they willing to admit that the Republicans in Texas are committing a wrong?
It's a great question, and it's one that I've asked. And there are, like I mentioned, Kevin Kiley here east of Sacramento, he has said he's, you know, displeased with what is going on in Texas. Other Republicans are maybe not willing to go there as much. But I will say that the Texas rules are different, right? The thing that's causing Republicans to get upset here is that we have to sideline an independent redistricting commission, and that is not a hurdle that Republicans and the party in control in Texas faces.
And so the California Republican lawmakers have also filed an emergency lawsuit in state Supreme Court alleging the process violates constitutional rules, specifically a required 30-day review period before voting on legislation without a supermajority vote. It does seem rather rich that Republicans in California or filing lawsuits in order to stop the redistricting when, you know, why don't they file a lawsuit trying to stop the redistricting that's happening in Texas?
Yeah, and I have to say I'm not as familiar with what the procedural hurdles are in the Texas state legislature. The way our session works here is usually bills have to be introduced before a February deadline. But what these bills... what they do is when something comes up in the middle of the year like this, sometimes what will happen is what we call a gut and amend, a bill that's been moving through the process up until this point for, you know, 6-7 months, is all of a sudden amended, and it essentially becomes a completely different bill. That is what Republicans are upset about. That's what they're suing over. But I will say this gut and amend process here in California, it's very common. And it's a common way for the legislature to be able to respond to something that comes up maybe that wasn't an issue in January or February. Maybe that's a natural disaster. Maybe it's something like the fires that we saw in Los Angeles, and there needs to be an emergency funding measure pushed through. That is a way that lawmakers can get around this introduction deadline so that they can have a legislative response to something if it happens after that point. So I've talked to legal experts and Republican political consultants here in California. They don't think it's a very strong legal argument that the Republicans have here in California's Supreme Court. But nevertheless, it is something that they have done to try to slow this process down.
Another caller, we have Maverick on the line. Maverick, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, thanks. So a little over a decade ago, the Democratic Party in California gerrymandered the entire state to the point where we have one. I live in San Antonio now, but they have one party rule, and they ruled with one party force so well that as the fires you just brought up in Los Angeles area, they've only issued 12 burned building permits for the hundreds of homes that were burned down. That wasn't the point of my call necessarily, but I think it's hilarious. Actually, I think it's very tragic that anybody in Texas would have an issue with redistricting when every Democratic state in the black. So for instance, California has more than 37% Republican votes. It's actually more than that, but they only have 13% representation. Because of the very thing you're saying is so beautiful about California, it's ridiculous, guys.
But Maverick, they did have an independent redistricting committee. We don't have anything like that in Texas. And Texas has had single party rule for 30 years.
You're kidding yourself when you say it's independent. Nothing is independent in California. You don't have to take my word for it. I was a member of this of two political campaigns that were the only Republicans from south of Los Angeles County, Orange County, and San Diego County. Nothing is independent in California. You can't say that with a straight face.
Okay.
Number two on that issue, they did so well at gerrymandering that for more than 13 years it's been one-party rule, and they do nothing for the citizens of the state, including when there's a tragedy and all eyes are on them, and they come out and they blame Republicans for why the building permits haven't been issued. Now explain to me how that could possibly be true when they have they have 13% of the ability to pass any laws.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the Republicans are getting blamed for the fire response?
All right. So, Maverick, thank you for the call. Thank you. Sincere. So, Laura Fitzgerald, we've got about 2 minutes, but can you, respond to that?
Well, Maverick, the caller, had a lot to say there, and I completely, I understand where he's coming from. And what I will say is that others have raised this question of whether the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission is in fact independent. Of course, that's always something that people are going to be talking about. It does have a balance of parties where you have Democrats and Republican citizens both sitting on the commission. But to Maverick's point, just last week when Governor Gavin Newsom launched this campaign, there was a former member of the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission who came out in favor of it. And that's something that has received criticism from Republicans and others who say that those commissioners shouldn't be taking positions or even supporting an effort to bypass the commission in that way. I'll leave it there if you have any other questions.
No, we're pretty much out of time. Laura Fitzgerald is a reporter on NPR Sacramento CAP Radio, covering politics there. Laura, thank you so much for helping us understand what's going on in California. It's all Texas. We're watching and wondering, how does it work over there? We appreciate you helping us out.
Absolutely, David. Thank you for having me on.
And that's The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation. Support for this podcast of The Source comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. They are committed to helping policyholders build strong and thriving businesses through their exceptional service. More at texasmutual.com/texansdeliver. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.